The governor says he's waiting for some uncertainties in the world markets to stabilize before updating the state's financial picture, and he's delayed releasing the state's mid-year budget report, which was due in late October.
We are working through those numbers now. There are a number of factors that we're weighing. There's significant volatility in the market right now, just the way you see the market bouncing. That literally affects our collections and our revenue. And between Greece and Europe and the stock market up and down, there's been a significant amount of volatility. We want to make sure we have the best information possible because we're going to start to make real decisions based on this information.
Cuomo budget officials have said they're also waiting to count some tax collections delayed by the hurricanes. They've also postponed some scheduled budget hearings that have been part of an effort in recent years to jumpstart the budget process. E.J. McMahon, with the conservative think tank the Empire Center and a former state tax department official, says Cuomo is making excuses. McMahon says there's always economic instability. He says there's a state statute requiring the release of the mid-year numbers 30 days after the halfway point in the fiscal year and that it should be obeyed.
Essentially, he's violating the law. Now, you know, it's not murder or anything, but it has no immediate consequence. But the fact is, governors ought to honor the law on these matters. And if he's going to let deadlines slide that are in the law, well, that's a pretty significant step backwards for financial transparency and disclosure, among other things.
McMahon says in the past, governors have faced worse fiscal challenges, yet still managed to adhere to the mid-year reporting deadline.
In 2001, when we were virtually at war on our own territory, or we felt like it, 10 days after 9/11, the Budget Division issued a financial plan update. In 2008, right on the heels of a full-blown financial panic, a month after the Lehman Brothers bankruptcy, the Budget Division issued the financial plan update 2 days early.
Cuomo has indicated the numbers, when they are released, will be bleak compared to earlier predictions, and he says the deficit next year is likely to grow beyond the $2 billion originally predicted. An added pressure, says Empire Center's McMahon, is that next year's budget essentially promises to increase funding for schools and health care by 4%. McMahon says Cuomo convinced the legislature to agree to $10 billion in cuts last year. In exchange, they devised a two-year appropriation for education and health care spending that includes a cap on school and health spending of 4% next year. But McMahon says in Albany, caps often become the floor for spending, and he thinks the legislature could propose even more money for education and health care programs, leaving budget makers in an even tighter bind.
He's kind of put himself, worked himself into a corner.
Meanwhile, the state controller has issued his analysis of the budget at mid-year, as required by the so-called quick start budget process. Controller Tom DiNapoli says there is a current year shortfall, but that it appears manageable. And he agrees with Cuomo that out-year deficits are likely to increase. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.